This segment of In the Field Radio is brought to you by the Village Global Network, airing on Culture Shock, Radio Verseo, Rockbox FM, and Wapter Music FM. And don't forget, you can catch the replay every Wednesday on Elgin Sound at 2 p.m.
It's In the Field Radio, y'all.
Everything's real in the field.
On 91.3 FM, WVKR.
Hey everyone, it's Erin Boogie from In the Field Radio, and this week we have another pandemic era flashback episode for you guys. It's an interview with Haiti Baby, and he is a Stockton area rapper who went viral on the Bootleg Kev and DJ Head radio show out in LA, and he did this crazy freestyle where he just made a whole lot of crazy noises. And he was able to parlay that into a career. So I was able to sit down with him during the pandemic, and we had a conversation about why he did that whole thing on the show and that viral moment and what it turned into. And so I'm excited for you guys to hear that and for that interview to live on and see the light of day. So without further ado, here's Haiti Baby.
All right, so how are you doing right now during these times?
Doing good. Just been promoting my music and then chilling with my family.
That's always a good thing. So for those that might not be familiar with Haiti Baby, who would you say that you are?
I'm an artist. I'm an entertainer. To describe my personality, I'm a social bug. Yes, that's a little short summary on me.
So you grew up in Stockton, California. So what was it like growing up there?
Stockton, California. Yeah, it's my hometown. I was born in Oakland. Being raised in Stockton, we're like the countryside of California. So, you know, we don't have a lot of resources as other people. So I had to really get it out the mud. That's a little term we use. Well, everyone uses. I had to get out the mud with a lot of things I wanted to do. But I'm close to LA and I'm close to the Bay. So I'm only like 5 hours away from LA and an hour from the Bay Area. So like whatever I was going to do, I knew like I could shoot for my dreams because I'm close to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of your musical influences growing up?
I would say Usher, Chris Brown, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg. The Game, DMX, Sugar Free, Mac Dre. Yeah, it's about, and Mystical, always like Mystical.
That's awesome. All right, so I want to touch on the viral freestyle a little bit with Real 92.3. So it's so funny because at the time that freestyle did reach over here in New York. So I was familiar with it and I just went back and listened to it. And then having listened to your music, you can't compare that freestyle to your style of music at all. So tell us a little bit about like what you were thinking when you went into that freestyle.
It was just a marketing scheme. But at the time, like when it came out, it's like, I can't tell the world, yo, this is a marketing scheme. I had to like let it play out. And then I had woke up. Meek Mill hit me, Rihanna had hit me, and I was just like, well, my plan worked.
It sure did. So how did it change your life after that?
Man, what's crazy is I had a record called Change Your Life, and after I did the freestyle, that song, Change Your Life, went gold.
Oh, wow.
And my streams went skyrocket because, you know, the whole point was for people to look at that. You can laugh, you can like it, whatever you want to do. I was just on there doing my thing. It was for you to go back into my real catalog and check out my music. That was the point of the freestyle. And a lot of people did it. And my streams went crazy high. So I was in a situation to where I knew, like, the music that I have made, I'll be able to, like, take care of me and my family for the rest of my life. And it just motivated me to keep going and doing, you know, making more music.
What was it like to get that cosign from Rihanna?
That was like a wake-up call. Like, yeah, this is your calling.
And she had FaceTimed you?
No, she had hit me through Instagram. And then we had got on a voice call with her and her manager and my last manager. And we discussed some business and some records, but mostly like the discussion on Instagram was all like her showing love to me and just like,
yeah, you know. Yeah. Congratulations on being a feature on her album when it drops.
Oh yeah, I can't wait till I hear that. That's gonna be dope.
Do you have any idea when it's gonna drop or not at all?
I don't at all. If I did, I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't be able to tell you, but.
Yeah, that's what I figured, but I had to ask. But talk about that. Talk about being on Rihanna's album and working with her.
She picked up audio. She picked up my audio voice from the freestyle. So it wasn't like I had the opportunity to go into the studio with her. Like she just picked up my voice and sampled it. And I feel like when the world hears that, it's like, okay, then I could talk my little shit. You know, I can brag, do, you know, like, yeah, say something now. But it's a dope experience, you know? This whole little journey of mine is a dope experience because I never, my intentions weren't to become a pop star or like just, you know, try to fit in any role. I just wanted to make music and to have a female like Rihanna and other legendary artists like Wyclef and Meek Mill, you know, give me some word of advice. It was like inspirational, motivational to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So she actually just sampled a piece of that freestyle to put on her album?
Yeah.
Who would have thought it would be that far reaching?
Right. Right, that's what I said.
What was it like working with Hit-Boy?
That was like, it was like so easy because he's from the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
I make West Coast music. My dominant style is West Coast.
Yep.
It's gangster rap. So like, when I told him to challenge me, like, yo, give me some records, let's go challenge my sound. And he was like, he said, it's all good, I got you. So we put on some records and I tried to, you know, what do I call it, explore, mm-hmm. you know, create new sounds. Mm-hmm. So I could step outside of a box, create a new lane for myself, open up my fan base, so I can get some newer fans. So that was easy. Working with Hit-Boy, it was fun, it was dope, but it was like, it was just like we meshed so good, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Are you still self-producing your own music too?
Yeah, I co-produce everything I do, but like I work with other engineers.
Okay.
100%.
If you could work with any producer, who would it be?
Missy Elliott.
That's dope. That's different. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I like Missy. Missy go crazy. I could picture myself like really rapping to one of Missy beats. Even if she give me some slow vibes, I feel like we'll make some dope music.
I think she would compliment your style too.
For sure. My image and everything.
Yeah, yep. I agree. All right, so let's talk Cutlass. That was the visual that you dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, all your visuals are so dope. I went back and I was watching some of your videos. Are you involved in those at all?
Yeah, like when it comes to like the directing part, like actual filming, no. But when it comes to like planning and like my team always asks me questions like, what do you want? What do you feel is best? And so I always give my input, you know, because I'm the artist. And for any other artist out there too, you want to make sure, always think about from 30 years from now, am I going to look at this and be like, I did that. Like, I made that decision. Or is it going to be like, no, someone did that for me. Someone chose that. So I always think about that before stepping into a video or even a song. But when it comes to like to the creative work of Cutlass, that song in like by itself, that was Dez. Like, she gave me the Queen, the Slim, and you know the movie, Queen of Slim?
Yep.
Was it, that's the right name? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that movie. And she was just basically telling me to be myself. She didn't tell me to fit into no role. She was like, just be yourself, just be you, and it's gonna work perfectly. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna give them a vibe.
So you have a lot of creative control over what you do then, since you're heavily involved in your visuals, your production.
Yeah. I have a lot of creative control with my whole career. And you can say that for sure. I'm with Empire. So that's an independent distribution label. So, but when I do get with a major, which I plan on doing, you know, I know the creativity control for other artists ain't there. That's why I did this early on. So when I'm 25 or 26 and I take that leap over to that side of the world, I already know what I want. You know what I'm saying? I already know what to say. I already know the rules.
And having so much creative control, you're not a little bit afraid to sign with a major and give up some of that?
Yeah. 50-50 though. Because it's like, I have records like Cutlass. I have videos like Blue Dragon. I have certain videos to where it stick out so much. It's like I feel like I can fight for that. Like, yo, I want creative control over my whole, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
It's looking back, they're going to be like, well, you did good when you was independent. It ain't like you were just busting out a bunch of at the beach videos all the time or at a store video all yep. the time.
No, for sure. What's your favorite memory from the Cutlass video shoot?
The female we had in there, like when we first got into the video, like she was a bit like nervous, you know, for her role, but like I feel like she made that video pop. Even though I did the record, I spoke about the record, but I feel like she made that video pop because her melanin, her skin, the way she glued, like the way she just was interacting with me, it felt real. When I watched the video now, I was like, man, she really made that video pop. So I really commend her for doing a good job.
Yeah,
every scene when she was in it, for sure. Yeah, it just made it look natural.
Yeah, yep. What did it mean to you to drop a video representing Black love on Juneteenth?
That I feel like that's as a Black man, that's the goal, to inspire other Black men to uplift Black women. You know, all women at the same time, but especially Black women, because the times like this. So I was like, me and Simone, my team, we just was talking like, yeah, you should do this, you should do this, you should do that. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna hit them with something. I knew I was gonna hit y'all with the world with something like, yeah, they gonna like this. Whether it win a Grammy and you know what I'm saying? Whether it do yeah. whatever it do, I just wanted it to be my body of work and knowing that it came out the way it came out, and it did.
Definitely, no, I think you did a good job, and I think it came across the way it was supposed to. Shout out the Black designers, too, that you were wearing in the video.
Yeah, how do you pronounce his name? Pierre? I forgot how to pronounce his name, but Simone hooked it up, my PR. She's more than a PR for me. She's everything. She hooked that up. Like, my team makes sure I wear Black designers, because like my swag when I first got to the game, like swag, I didn't have none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
My wardrobes was some basketball shorts and Chicago Bulls shirt. Like I ain't know too much. Like
basic, yeah.
But now I like the hype though. I like getting into that hype to wear Black designers. Like I like the hype. I feel like it fits my image and it's what I want to do. I want to carry on doing that too.
And what are some goals that you have for yourself at this point in your career?
At this point, I may already, my first, I want to at least make like 15 to 20 albums throughout my whole career. So I don't plan on stopping. Like I want to get to a point where I get older and I'm still putting out content. That's a long-term goal. I also want to, for right now, I know it's COVID, but beginning of this year, I didn't know none of this was going to happen. I wanted to perform at festivals, and do crazy stunts. Like, I don't want to just perform. I want to entertain, like come off from the sky or something, you know, something like that. Another goal, let me see. For right now, that's probably it. The rest are like long-term, because I don't really think short-term goals, because mm-hmm. That's the easy way. I like long-term.
What are some of the festivals you want to perform at?
What's the one in, it's in Vegas. It's onto my tongue. The baby was just there last year.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what it's called though right now.
Me either. I seen Marshmallow there. I forgot the name of that. Dang.
It's like the EDC one, right?
EDC, Coachella for sure.
Yeah.
Events like those, EDC for sure. I want to perform there. I want to go crazy.
That's dope. All right. And so what can we expect next from you?
I got a mixtape coming out. It's going to be super West Coast. You go get like a Nate Dogg type of NWA type of swag from my next project. It's a little mixtape.
That's dope.
Something I know my dominant fans go like the West Coast. And then the album, coming into the album, I might shoot straight into the island vibe, like the whole album. My next album might be straight island. So I want to get into the roots. But all my fans and all my supporters are going through the journey with me. That's what some people got to understand. Like, me finding my roots, me going to Haiti, me going to Guyana. Like, I'm allowing my fans to do that with me instead of me going out there and not filming it. You know what I'm saying?
They get inviting to everybody.
Yeah, go with me. While I'm learning the language, you doing it, like, you learning, you watching me do this. So it's all, like, on footage so people can see.
So are you filming, like, a documentary then?
Like, yeah, this whole time. Yeah. You know how Travis Scott and other artists did in the past? They just keep filming and don't stop?
Yep.
That's what basically we've been doing. Just keep filming. All the BTS, just keep filming. So when that time comes, I know I got a body work. I can just put this out.
That's awesome. All right, well, I don't have any more questions for you, but is there anything that you want to let our listeners know?
Strive for greatness. Dreams do come true. You got to work a little bit harder. You got to work a little bit harder than what you're doing right now.
I think that's actually really good advice.
Yeah, for sure. What else advice I would like to give? Like, what's crazy is when I get asked this question in interviews, it's like after I leave, I'll be thinking, and you know, in my bed, I'll be like, man, I could have said this. I could have said that. Right now, my brain like on froze mode. Motivation will come from the craziest places and the craziest times. You'll get motivated. So don't ever give up. Because motivation is just, it will hit you. I would like to tell you the audience that, because people get down on themselves. Because I got down on myself and wanted to give up. But like, you got to find that motivation. You got to go out there and reach for it. You know, you can't just be sitting around and just expecting it to fall in your lap.
No, I think that's beautiful. I think that's really good advice. Well, thank you for giving us your time today.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the baby.
Oh yeah. Showtime now. Now my life starts.
What kind of inspiration do you draw from that? This is really your first Father's Day coming up.
Right. I know I get to be in my kid's life, because when I was in the streets, I never thought about having no kid. I never, like, that wasn't like a thought. Like, it never popped up. Now I'm having it. Now I'm going through this father journey. So now it's like overwhelming, because at first I was scared, like, oh no, I'm having a baby, I don't know what to do. And I realized, like, why am I scared? Like what's going on? I don't know. I think that's just like, it was like in my head. And then I got over that, matured like in 2 weeks, and I was like, man, I'm ready. I want this. Now I realized, like, I really needed this, because it calmed me down. It changed me for the better. You know, my whole family felt I needed this too.
That's awesome. You know? That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to In The Field Radio. You know what I'm about to do. Make sure you follow In The Field Radio. Write to me. Tell me what you think. Do song requests. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. Do shout outs. If you write to me in the DMs, I'm going to read it. And I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Boss me around. I like that stuff. At In The Field Radio on everything. All right. I'm about to get out of here. Big thank you. And I love you. To anybody that's rocking with us, all our loyal listeners, love you guys. Thanks for chilling with those chicks on Mondays in the Field Radio 91.3 FM WVKR Poughkeepsie. Have a good night.